I'm cheating because I'm on stage with a hat, which means I can see all of you. I'm not getting blinded by lights. So, it is 9:30 on Sunday. As it turns out, I am basically the closing act for this stage. So if this goes to shit, it never happened, all right? We're just going to pack up the chairs, everyone leaving in the bar, yeah? Okay, cool, right. So, EMF camp, for those outside, come on in. If you're standing outside, come on in. If you're standing outside with a pint that you don't want, come on in, put it at the front for me. That'd be fantastic. It is 9:30 on Sunday night. We've all had a fantastic EMF, right? That's what I like to hear. We're all about to go and have a drink or 2,000 to finish off the bar, correct? Bit of a boogie with the palindromes in Null Sector and all the live music going on, is that correct? So, before we get there, we will be playing PowerPoint Karaoke After Dark. So, a little bit about myself and the rules. So, my name is Froggy. The name is on my hat, in case I forget. It's also on the front, because I realized something. I brought a camera with me this weekend and was taking lots of pictures of people, and then realizing that they have no idea who I am or how to look at those pictures. So, yes, if you need me, here, or just ask, because then I can tell you. I've been at EMF several times, in fact. PowerPoint Karaoke has become bit of a staple through, frankly, absolute accident and coincidence, which is fantastic, and I love it. And I love you guys for taking part in this as well, so thank you very much. This evening, who has been to a PowerPoint Karaoke or PPTK before? Let me see some hands. Who has not been to one of these before, but been to an EMF before? Whose first EMF and first PowerPoint Karaoke is this? Fantastic, right. 1, 2, 3, that's at least 4 victims already. Presenters. So, PowerPoint Karaoke is very simple. Someone in the audience, and we'll be doing this in a slightly nicer way than the dark room if someone was there, I will not be slitting you and calling you Darren, but you will get heckled. We'll be choosing a prompt pack. Every single one of those packs has 5 slides. You, presenting, have 5 minutes because those slides will move on automatically every 60 seconds. I will say something. 60 seconds is longer than you think. And no, that's not my Tinder bio. That is just objectively correct. And for those filming this, by the way, I get married in 2 weeks. So first up, this is getting dedicated to my other half, who is currently sat at home having had a small stumble, so hopefully we'll be walking down the aisle all good in 2 weeks. I want that healing energy from my other half, Sarah. And at the end of the show, there are 8 packs. We've got a 90-minute slot. We're going to go until it stops being funny, basically. We will choose a winner by either poll, maybe, or more likely, just how hype all you fabulous people get. The main thing, though, is number 5. Cheer those speakers, shout to them. A lot of people who do this aren't like me. I have a job where I talk to people like this. I actually have to present and talk about diagrams. I do this as a thing and get paid for it. Not everybody does that. Not everybody gets up on a stage and speaks to probably a good couple hundred people now. Coming in. You know, this is scary. You have to have a certainly slightly broken brain to do this stuff. And having seen Robin Innes talking earlier, I respect that level of just being able to roll while on the stage, because it's not easy. It's actually really tricky. So yes, the minute those presenters are chosen and on stage, I want hype, I want cheering, I want you to be bigging them up. So, legal notes, this is not my job or the jobs of those presenting, just to be clear, unless it is, in which case, sorry. And to be fair, if any of these things that are on these slides are your job, I want to ask you questions in the Q&A tent afterwards. So, a few extra rules for this year, because this is the After Dark edition. So we can dial the humor up a little bit. Obviously, don't just swear that's not funny, but the most important one is, remember, comedy punches up. Make jokes about people who absolutely deserve it. I'm talking to you, Elon Musk, you Jeff Bezoses, world leaders. Go upwards with the comedy. Trans rights are human rights. Everyone's here for a good time. Fuck Elon Musk. That's how this works. Rule B, there's going to be jokes about dicks and titties and all manner of things like that. Some of these animations are very suggestive at times. Again, after dark. So just bear that in mind. There's going to be some adult jokes. If you are presenting, keep it funny, keep it light, but don't worry too much about the swears here and there. And then rule gamma, all sources must have a parent or guardian present at all times. Now, to be clear, if there are any children in the audience, and by this I mean anyone under the age of 18, if you put your hand up, I'm not going to pick you because running after your parent with a release form, I am not doing again after PowerPoint karaoke a few EMFs ago. And just to be clear, that kid has a bright future of comedy ahead of him. He was so very funny, but I do not want to be stood on stage as some poor person from org team just sprints up and just says, did you get a release form for that child? No, why do I need it? We've just streamed everything. Oh my God. And we all just sprinted out. We're not doing that again. And also, again, there's going to be jokes about adult things in here. So if your kid is here, that's on you. I grew up unattended on the internet, so, you know. So, without further ado, we can witness the PAX. We have 8 this evening. And for those... I like how I can tell how far people have read on some of this. To be clear, some of these things do relate to the thing that are in them. Some of them do not. So you get a real wacky ride. They are mostly hints, but some of those hints are a little less obvious than you might expect. So before we get into it and we choose our first presenter, we have a very important thing to announce, which is the prize. So, oh, there we go. Need to make sure the screwdriver's in there or everybody dies. Just toy that back there. So, for those who are interested, and just to clarify, it does have what you won written on the inside as well, in the finest of engraving that Sharpie can do. The winner will take home this one-of-a-kind, and it's a one-of-a-kind because it's the only one of the two that's spray-painted, EMF 2026 PowerPoint Karaoke Demon Core. A demon call that exists to answer a very clear question. Why did I buy 3 kilos of glow-in-the-dark pet G from Sunlu when it was on offer? If anyone does know the answer to that question, let me know. Because my workshop certainly doesn't. So, without further ado, who wants to go first? We need a first person. You put your hand straight up. I'm coming to you. Hello. What is your name?
Aiden.
Good to meet you. If you want to come up on stage with me, can I get a round of applause for Aiden? Right then, so I'm going to hand you that, and that should be somewhere about here.
Hello. Okay, you guys can hear me?
So, Aiden, you have 8 images. We have some trash pandas. We have, it's a rock party, but if you know which anime that's from, you know which anime that's from. We have what appears to be somebody drawing a person, a question mark, which I will probably get cease and desisted over, a sad boy on a chair, more drawings, the health and safety executive, and what appears to be a lovely, adorable scene of a small child and a dog.
Well, I am from the Hat Club Village, so I'm a We Swear Allegiance to the Raccoons.
You swear allegiance to the raccoons. And sorry, what was your name again? Aiden, right. Aiden. Let's make sure we write your name right here, Aiden. Very badly. Look at that, magic. So, Aiden, I'm going to swap you sides because you're about to be presenting. And are you ready?
Yes.
Is the crowd ready? Then without further ado, Aiden, it's all yours. Just start talking.
Yes, so there's this guy called Theodore, and he's a failed science teacher, and he has the idea that some person, God maybe, farted, and like, we're all the stuff that came out, you know? And we're all made out of the stuff that came out. And like, all these elements are like, are actually like fart particles. And like, this makes you wonder, like, what does this massive universe fart smell like? Oh, I just read it was a bit wet. I guess that explains why we have oceans. Anyway, Yeah, so like, you know, the Big Bang, it was actually like the big fart. And yes. And the other implications of this theory is that since it's really hard to fart like a ball, the universe is actually growing in one like direction. So like anyway, we are so like you know how like it's hard to guess like whether a you know how like you have to like you know how like when you're betting on racehorses, it's like hard to pick just one? Well, we're introducing a new betting system where you can bet on both the jockeys. By the way, in case, I don't know what they call them in Britain. There's a chance that you guys have another name for the people that ride horses. But we call these guys jockeys in America. Anyway, we also call the college kids that play football that. But anyway, so like basically the way it works is you can bet on this guy, that guy, or their horses. So that means that you have like twice as many, I don't do statistics, but you may or may not have, so you may or may not have twice as many chances to win a prize. Because the other thing is like, see how these guys are like going.
These guys are going to like what?
Anyway, this is a very nice photo. This is a 17th century wood engraving in balsa wood of a drag queen being checked out by all these guys. And this is proof that gay people aren't a new thing. Drag queens and trans people have existed since even the 17th century. Would you believe it? It also proves that lesbians exist because the woman in the doorway, I don't know if you can see her, is looking at the other woman's ass. But anyway, it also proves that clown dolls exist. I can't really tell what the thing is in like the big shop window behind there, but I really think it is a clown doll. The one on the right is a male clown doll, and the one on the left looks like the one that like scared you in all those TV shows as a kid. Anyway, yeah, I can't tell what the, oh. And now we're just back to an office worker, and he's probably, oh yeah, oh, and he's thinking about dick, of course. Of course, he's just like me for real, for real. And he's thinking about two dicks. He has, oh, okay. We respect poly people here. I've seen you. And he's thinking about three, okay. This, oh, four. This guy has an interesting F list. That's all I can say. It's okay, though. We accept, we include. This is an inclusive space. We're at EMF camp. Nobody's judging you based on how many dicks you like to take. Fortunately, it appears he has, in fact, stopped at thinking about four pickles. He could also be thinking about the fact that the burgers here suck, and like they don't come with pickles. I have actually no clue if that's true. I just heard the burgers suck. I have not bought a single burger. I think the only food I've bought is samosas, and then they ran out of them. Like, come on, and crepes and a egg on a sauce. The three W's. Oh, let's see. This is EMF camp. Shitty Wi-Fi. Ignore that shitty starts with an S. We're talking about the Wi-Fi. Shitty Wi-Fi. Water pressure being low. Water pressure being low. Shitty Wi-Fi and water pressure being low. And... Yes. Okay, well, apparently the three W's were actually wisdom, wetness, and warmth. I mean, I can see why warmth and wetness would be together, but I'm not sure what the connection is to wisdom. Maybe it's like post-nut clarity, I don't know. Yeah. Warmth, wetness, oh. And that's the end.
Thank you very much, Aidan. If you'd care to take a seat, please, and we'll head back to the front. I've never seen anyone backpedal about the food at an event so fast in my life. The ripple of, the burgers aren't very good. Ooh. To be fair, had one of the wraps earlier from the wrap place. They were fantastic and surprisingly healthy compared to the burgers, pizzas, chips, and frightening amount of chicken that I've had this weekend. So, we have 7 more packs. And as you've seen, it can go, my word, steady. So, we have 7 packs, and as you can see, a minute is actually longer than you think, and some of these things may be animated just to trip you up. So, the general rule of thumb is, if you start talking, don't stop, because you're what talking about is going to change. So, I think it's time for our next presenter. If we can get some hands up. Right, I'm going to the ones who said they were new. Right, we are going to go for that person over there who, if they stand up anymore, is actually going to start scraping the ceiling. And then we're coming to this side of the audience, and then the back. You're not safe either. I can see all of you back there. So, welcome to stage. I believe we've met. If you would like to introduce yourself to the crowd. Oh, no, I think you just turned it off accidentally. Yep, there we go. Try that. A bit close to your mouth, brother. Yeah.
We have met.
There we go.
I'm Cordelia.
So,
pleasure to meet all of you.
Round of applause for Cordelia. So, Cordelia, you have 7 packs remaining of varying content. Which one calls out to you?
How about the unidentified boy sitting on a chair?
Which one is that one?
Shinji.
This one? Boy on chair. Cordelia, there we go. So, congratulations. You're about to survive EMF. You will have 5 minutes to survive EMF, and your time will start now.
All right, so, okay, first order of business for attendees is to make sure everyone is hydrated. As we all know, EMF has had a problem with water shortages recently. So, here's a tip. Showers, they're optional. You can go without them. If you're thinking of showering, please don't. Save the water for everyone else. Remember, you need water to drink to survive, you don't need showers to survive. Have you ever heard of someone dying from not showering? I don't think so. So, everyone, remember, together we're strong. We're like rats. And what are rats? Dirty. Does a rat ever take a shower? No. So, just to make sure, everyone needs to be hydrated, and we are running out of water, so please, everyone, save your showers. You can always go home and shower if you really need to. But who needs to? I haven't taken a shower in... When was the COVID pandemic again? Right. This is also a very important thing to note for every EMF attendee. This is an opening ceremony. Now, you may or may not have gone for the opening ceremony. If you're like me, maybe you overslept it. I mean, yes. You need to understand, everyone here needs to understand this. Club Mate counts as hydration. In fact, when you're running out of water, Club Mate may be your only option to survive. If you didn't know, in the 17th century, sailors on sailing ships tended to drink any alcohol they had around when they were running out of water. So Club Mate was, in fact, one of them. That's why it's called Mate, because our matey, let's go for the club. And over time, that became Club Mate. So remember, if anyone tells you Club Mate does not count as hydration, call them out. That's bullshit. Don't be afraid to shout it. Scream. Exactly. As you can see, scream, shout. Make sure your voice is heard and party all the way. Drink all that Club Mate until you're all drunk and can't stand anymore. Because remember, the only thing more important than hydration is a good night's rest. And what's the best way to make sure you're rested? Being unconscious. And what's the best way to be unconscious? Drink more alcohol. Thank you. So, with that being said, I'm sure, well, sleeping arrangements are also an issue. So as you can see here, sleeping on a box is a great option for any EMF attendees. In fact, I don't know why they told you to bring a tent, a sleeping bag in the recommended packing list, because like, There are boxes everywhere. Like, have you seen the swap shop? Just grab a server rack and lay down. It's a perfect place to sleep. And, I mean, if all goes wrong, you can always sleep on the grass, or sleep in the forest, or even sleep in a coffin. Excellent idea. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Now, I don't think I've seen enough coffins around this EMF, but, like, I haven't been checking the swap shop, really. Has anyone seen any?
Seen a hearse.
Dang, okay. Well, yeah. So, coffins. Great addition if you can find them. I mean, if anyone has a spare coffin, please bring it to next EMF. I think they'll be in great demand in the swap shop. In fact, I can predict that, like, everyone is going to want one. It's the next tent. Think about it. A tent is so big, yet it's so warm, and it's so stuffy inside. A proper coffin made of wood is breathable. The air flows right through. It's dark and it's quiet and it's insulated, so it'll keep you cool forever. So, I'm not sure how many of you have been to the temple in Nile Sector, but if you have, you may be familiar with pamphlets such as these. Well, of course, given that we are an EMF, radioactive fallout is an ever-present concern. I'm sure many of you remember the orphan source incident, and the one-parent source incident, and the two-parent source incident, and, well, things keep going on. So, just remember, in the event you hear sirens ringing, get into your coffin. If you're unfortunate you don't have a coffin, what you can do is start digging. Like, dig a space roughly as big as this table over here, and, like, lay down in it. Cover yourself in dirt if possible. We all do what we need to do to survive. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much, Cordelia. A fantastic walkthrough. And yes, if you want to take a seat, can we get another round of applause as you exit the stage carefully? Because we're going to pretend I didn't just put a massive trip hazard on the front of the stage right as all the ops teams start to clock off for the end of the weekend. So, interestingly, that wasn't a joke. There is a hearse on site, or at least there was earlier, with a crow on the top, obviously. Why would you have a hearse without it? I stopped them as they drove past my tent and went, excuse me, just, why do you have a hearse? And they just turned and simply looked at me and just went, boot space. Which, if you're in the audience, owner of that hearse, that is one of the most EMF answers I've ever heard to a question of, excuse me, why are you driving a hearse onto a campsite? I just need to put some robots and shit in it. You know, it's fantastic. So, Cordelia, thank you very much. Aidan, thank you very much. I'm going to need hands up again. And for those who have entered, you can move a bit forward. We are going to go to the back. There are two people who seem to be wearing matching shirts. You, the person at the back of the room with your hand up saying, me? Yes, you, yes. Come forth if you can get a round of applause. This is where I just continue to be a nightmare for the tech team because I say things like, I just run around and do stuff and then don't. Or I herald things onto stage and run around and do things and just have someone run up saying, stop it, it's not working. So thank you, tech team. So what is your name, sir?
James.
James, good to meet you. And sorry, just check. What do you pronounce, my friend?
He, him.
Perfect. Just want to be checking. Good. So, remember, gender is not binary. Hexadecimal at a minimum. This is a hacker camp. If I see anything less than between 0 and F, I'm not interested. So, we have 6 packs remaining of variable quality. As you have already spotted, there is also a screen down here. So if you are up presenting, you have the options of little screen and big screen, which...
Bigger screen.
And real big screen. So just out of interest, roughly how old are you?
25,
okay. Oh, God. So as an actual millennial myself and born on the right side of Shrek,
I'm actually born 2 days after Shrek.
I'm out. I'm done. That,
yeah.
For those who missed it, what we just got from was, this is the only place where somebody would know that fact. So, as somebody born 2 days AS after Shrek, and trust me, I have some extra anecdotes about this from time in Final Fantasy, which I will tell you afterwards. What pack is gaining your interest here?
The Health and Safety Executive.
The Health and Safety Executive. Fantastic. So, just run me your name again very quickly.
James.
James. For those of you who haven't noticed, when I keep asking for names, I have ADHD, and I've taken exactly zero of the medical grade speed that I should be taking each morning this weekend. So, James, the Health and Safety Executive, it is HSE approved. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Is the crowd ready? Ooh, they're just excited. You can tell this is a feel full of nerds. People are like, yeah, regulations. Give me that 600-page document. Let's talk about it for 5 minutes. And your 5 minutes begins now.
Hey! Fuck's sake. So as we all know, EMF has... There we go. We're safe now. That'll do. EMF has three main components, the first one being the electromagnetic field, but of course furries and the nuclear industry. All of these things in isolation are safe, but when they converge for this chaotic festival, the circles get dangerously close, and the chaos that unfurls, as we've seen and heard, is, well, really something else. And here we are now at the end of Sunday, and we finally have the full EMF nuclear furry circle. And even I'm scared for what's about to happen next. We already had emergency alerts this evening. So this is why. So as I'm sure you all know by now, the theme of EMF this year is space. And if you look up into space, you see lots of things in the sky, and it's a very well-known fact that on every other thing, be it a star, a comet, or a planet, it is in fact the year 2022. We might have moved forwards, but we're back. But this man decided to sit down on every other planet than ours, where time has gone forwards. Yeah, and it's now 2026. But you might be sat there thinking, hang on a sec, you've just been telling me nonsense about different changing times, and this is nothing to do with nuclear furries at EMF. Where that's where you'd be absolutely wrong, because this is Nuke Man. And you'll be thinking, okay, so where did Nuke Man come from? A Nuke Man arrived by drinking 1,400 bottles of this radioactive water. And it's been proven that when you combine this man from out of space and bring him to here in EMF, we travel back in time from 2026 to 2024 to 2022. And we find ourselves here, where we have an audience who are drinking absolutely zero bottles of radioactive water. The radioactive water is actually the reason that water has been running low today, because it's been flowing into sight, and people like me wearing safety jackets have realized that there was a big risk if we kept on letting this nuclear water flow into sight, that we were all going to turn into small creatures like this. Luckily, because we all responded so proactively by removing the control wards from the from the water supply. Because, you know, as soon as things go wrong with radioactive stuff in water, your gut reaction has to be, okay, how can we denuclearify the situation? And this could have been the result. If actually one thing in this chain hadn't happened and Nuke Man hadn't been on every other planet than ours in somehow 2022, 2024, and 2026, every single person in this audience would be exactly like this man here. And I'm sure at least some of us are pleased that we're not. So, does he not know where to go next? So this here is the original cause of this whole incident. And actually, if we go back and back in time, we can trace this whole situation back to furries. And how, you might be asking? But some research which took place simultaneously in years 2022, 2024, and 2026, whilst drinking radioactive water, determined that the most effective way to become a furry is to incorporate as much of this as is possible into whatever you are wearing. And then everything else just follows and spawns in. And here we have a prime example of what happens if you twist that off and rub the lovely radiation balm all over your skin. And I really do mean all over. And there we go.
We get a big round of applause. Thank you very much. And thank you for the props offstage, Kate. That was much appreciated. I am enjoying the, for those who were on here, I think it was Thursday, was it, the Dark Room, when you mentioned being on the train and seeing people in high-vis kilts and going, yeah, I know where you're headed. Yes. Interestingly, the converse for that, for those who did see the Dark Room, that was an event many, many years ago at Sci-Fi Weekender, where he did the Dark Room. The train on the way back had two interesting things about it. One, you had to wave it down. You had to stand on a platform in Wales going, to get a, not a small train, a six-carriage intercity train to stop for you all. Everyone loads on. It is packed. It is a holiday, like, kind of blue dolphin in the middle of nowhere in Wales. And obviously, the Dark Room had played and sold some merch, which has his face on it, saying, you die. I end up sat next to him, and the conductor gets on the train, packed train, full of luggage, and just walks in and kind of goes, tickets please, and sees him, and then sees me sat next to him with his face on me, and then very clearly turns to the rest of the carriage and sees even more people with this guy's face on their shirts, and I'm pretty sure the five carriages behind had that as well. And if that's not a bad acid trip when you are on the quietest service in Wales, I don't know what is. So, just briefly, off the back of that, somebody did text me the three W's, so thank you, Phil, for this one, which was, in fact, water, Wi-Fi, and wasps. So, we need another... I was going to say convict. I don't know why I was about to say convict. Right. We've had one, two... We're going to go for you, just there. First-time EMF and first-time PowerPoint, I believe. Come on up to the stage. Can we get a round of applause, please? Come on. If you care to introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Andy. I have never done anything that is like comedy or improv adjacent, so I apologize in advance.
That's fine. Neither have I. Well, I mean, I've done this, but whether you can call it comedy or not is a question left of the exercise. So we have five decks left. We have weird medieval guys, weird drawn ladies, weird drawn dudes, me, at this point, just playing fire with copyright infringement, just around the Games Workshop. Lampooning like this is fair use, just before you come after me, because I work in the same city. Yes, a lovely scene of a caring father with his pet and daughter.
So
I love, who just cried? I heard that. So I, for those who couldn't, all I heard off stage just there was just, oh.
The trouble is that I'm not really cultured enough to know what the sort of inside jokes or references are for all of them, except for the Pokemon one.
So one of the fun things is these are all inside jokes to things that you do not expect. So
fantastic.
The relationships here are much like EMF and occasionally the signal, tenuous at best. So
question mark it is.
Yes, question mark it is. Oh. I forgot to write your name down, so we'll fix that in post at the end.
No worries.
It is indeed. Who's that Pokemon? Are you ready to work out who is that Pokemon?
No.
Is the audience ready to work out who's that Pokemon? And I will be clear on this one. Audience participation is expected, so I'm going to get the meme out of the way first. It's Pikachu. Let's go.
All right, the very first one is here. Who's that Pokemon? Now, we can see there is clearly a very bird-shaped outline, so immediately you're thinking, okay, this is probably something that flies. Now, of course, because this presentation is very evil, it's not going to reveal what it is until the very end. If I talked a bunch of nonsense, I probably shouldn't do that kind of meta stuff. But yes, if we are to look very closely, you'll notice it doesn't have any feet. It has been defeated, much like myself in this presentation. And as you can see now, that is in fact a bird called a great tit, something I wish I very much had. What is that, Lancashire? Now, of course, this is a female. You can tell it's great tit. A male great tit generally is advised to go and lose weight. I don't know if there are any avian fans, any bird watchers in the audience here. I apologize in advance for not recognizing any of these creatures. For example, this other bird. Again, I'm looking at this, and I don't know, it could be a greater sage grouse. I don't know if there are any Brennan Lee Mulligan fans in the audience. If there's one place that would be a fan of Game Changer, it would be EMF, so had that one coming. You're going to wish I wasn't here the whole time by the end of this, but yes, that is an ash-breasted tit tyrant, which I feel like is an amalgamation of at least three rock bands, but originally this bird was white. Of course, the fact that it's ash-breasted is due to the number of chimneys it's flown through, which generally is a very nice place to build a nest until people light the fire under the chimney. Next up, we have this fish-shaped object, I guess. One thing I want to say, just a quick disclaimer, if there are any kids in the audience, without a base, without a trace, keep that in mind. Coming back to fish, this is completely unrelated, but my favorite scientific name for a species is the fish called Boops Boops. Was the fish Boops Boops. It is now Slippery Dick. I don't know what scientist decided to name this fish and specifically found out that it was slippery, but I don't want to know what they were doing to that fish to discover that. There seems to be a bit of a trend that all of these animals are really, really hated by the biologists and scientists that named them. Now, at this point, I'm not even able to tell if this is a silhouette of an animal anymore. If there are any audience guesses, audience participation? I think I heard like six things at once here, and looking at the silhouette, it could just be an amalgamation of all six things at once. This is in fact... That's not a very nice thing to call me. This is a sarcastic fringe head. You will find a lot more sarcastic fringe heads if you go up to Edinburgh this July. It has a very, very wide mouth. I know what you're all thinking. Don't do it. Trust me, it's not worth the hospital visit. And the very last guess for an animal we have here, emerging from the left. Now, I really, really want to be careful to not dictate the wrong thing here. I want to be very careful to not cock this one up, because it would be a real pain in the ass if I can't figure out what this silhouette is. But... I remember that song lyric. You know, wait, I think you actually might be right. I hate the fact that you might actually be right. There are too many nerds here. Is that Amori? Is that how you remember Amori looking like? Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Andy. And just reference, the reason that that didn't actually have the real name on it is because it is literally called the scaly penis fish. Right, who shouted dick and spotted that properly at the very start for the little fish? Because whoever that is, if you go fishing, this is why you get a bad name about dipping your rod in the water, is naming fish like that, just for reference. So, Andy, did you do... Andy, is that with a Y? Have I spelled your name wrong? Have I even got the right name? Oh, that's good. That's good. We're on a good start. Cool. If you'd like to take a seat, another round of applause. Thank you very much. I'm going to take a very brief opportunity before everybody goes to empty the bar even further to get a picture of all you lovely people. So could I get these lights down slightly, the house lights up, and just have a picture of all you beautiful people in the audience staring at me like the amazing people that you are. Incredible. Thank you, EMF. And then we're going to get a selfie because it's the internet. And if I don't do this, this never happened because that's how the internet works now. So everyone, you can get a big cheer. Incredible. Look at me like a professional, like all those other people who were paid to be here and do this as a job. I don't. And if anything, it's even more fun. Not a put down, very funny. I enjoyed both of them. But it is a little bit scary when the content team reach out to you and say, are you doing PowerPoint karaoke again? Yeah, I'll throw it in there. Cool, great, I've got a slot, amazing. Why am I listed with all these really funny people who do this as a job? No pressure. So, we have four. I can do math, I'm at EMF. Four decks left. I can see three people just like... Right, so we're gonna go with Kate to come on up. You have presented before. You'll be presenting again because, frankly, you helped get me on this stage. So, Paul. Call it bribery. Call it, you know, actually make sure I'm on the content stage. I think content is allowed to go. So, Kate, if you could introduce yourself quickly.
Hello! Jesus Christ.
I said
Sorry. Wait, before I do anything, my shirt glows in the dark.
I know it was after dark, but I've never seen somebody walk on stage, grab a torch, and immediately just start shining it across themselves. That's a very different party, and I believe it's in Nullsec. No, anyway. So, Kate, we have four packs left.
You know what? That adorable family photo with
it's
the guy
nice
and his dog and his daughter, and I think they'll have the best life together.
I think
and
it's,
I want
it's
them.
Beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. And I don't even need to look. I can feel the person to my left, wherever they're in the crowd, just dying slightly inside as we just keep riffing on this. Out of interest, how many people know what that picture is? Just give me a rough show of hands. Oh. Man, there's a whole bunch of people about to be really unhappy
also
with the next
dying.
Picture.
Hi.
So, we're just going to write Kate here. Now, remember, daughter, dog, you cannot split them apart. They are always together. They are always together.
Science turns people into great things.
Oh, wait, no, sorry, I wrote that wrong. Sorry, that should have said...
What is it? It's not science anymore?
No, it should have said Edward. There we go.
So... Edward!
Kate, are you ready to present on...
Edward!
Science.
Science.
And this is science, because I actually thought this one and the health and safety one were the other way around, so that was entertaining for me. And also, as it turns out, these projectors, doing really boring things like just turning the brightness down in on PowerPoint. Yeah, these projectors really ruin that joke if you're in the right spot. So, are you ready, Kate, to present on science?
Hell yeah, I am.
Is the crowd of electromagnetic field ready to hear about science? Then I would say that you have 5 minutes.
Yeah, science. You know what science gets you? Science gets you gigantic, fucking, beautiful drill things that will just tear up the earth and destroy everything. But by God, do they look sexy. Look at that thing. That thing will fuck up an entire mountain. It looks like a terrifying weapon from the future, but you know what, actually? That thing, when you shrink it down to about, say, that big, and you put it and everything is amazing after that. Even crazy postmenopausal women like me just flip out over that beast. God damn. But, you know, if you buy it in the really, really big size, then you're in trouble, because actually it turns out that you are a strip miner and you're destroying the world, not your, you know, your femininity, as it were. But at least you're having a good time when you get it in the right size. Trial and error, but please don't return these items, especially if you've used them, because they'll end up in the bin, and it's just bad. Now, rooting. Getting a good rooter going? Look at that. Look at those beautiful, amazing, perfectly shaped grooves. And fine. It's a router. But, you know, yeah, when you get the thing called an eye wand, and you're like going, surely this is some fantastic, amazing new Apple device. It must be a speaker, but no, instead, it's a teledildonics. And you know, maybe you can have it routing a certain way, and you get it a little routing a bit like this, and get it routing a bit like that, and then you've completely destroyed the bed, but you know what? That's what waterproof sheets are for. But, you know, it's a vibrator and it's a CNC machine at the same time. My God! Somebody tell a Hackspace. They're going to totally write up a fundraiser for this beast. Now, I want to say that is actually a radiation machine, because that looks almost exactly like the one they had me under when I was getting my radiotherapy. And they would go, okay, you got to stretch up your arms like this, and you got to do it, and that. But you know what? You could also, a good strong stone dildo, you can use that for practically anything. It makes amazing guacamole. It makes amazing pesto. It makes amazing orgasms. You just have to remember to wash it a lot. Please, just wash it a few more times. But, you know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you got an extra special friend over and they go, this guacamole tastes different today. I don't know what happened, but I like it. And you go, oh, honey, just you wait. I suppose, I mean, stone, it would be so cold and just nasty. Ugh. Get green goo on my hands. Yeah, that's me every day. Oh, gosh, you know what's really great is a good hole driller. Just getting it right down in there and really just making those great big screwing holes and just going to town and seeing how many holes you could dig. I mean, there's an entire movie about it. It's got Shia LaBeouf in it. But in this case, you've got 10 settings on your amazing giant screwdriver. You got your buzz. You got your buzz. You got buzz. You got and then all of a sudden it's got frickin' lasers because it's going pew, pew, pew. And it's going pew, 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 pew. I can't do the Woody Woodpecker laugh. I don't want to degrade myself.
Do it. Do the laugh. Do it.
Oh, fuck.
Go on, crowd. Come on.
But again, pew, pew. I mean, why is your vibrator turning into a laser? Again, however, fantastic for the Hackspace. Let's have a fundraiser. It's exactly what we need. You know what's also great? Extruding. Oh, my God. You get that hot... Actually, wait. I'm sorry. That's glass blowing. That's the glory hole. As we learned from the uranium talk, you're allowed to say glory hole. Now, I'm going to say, do not put your Benoit bowls into the glory hole. For one thing, they're plastic and they will just melt. The other hand is that they've got nylon strings and that melts too. And then you gotta go to the hospital and you gotta say, I'm sorry, holding up the little bits and pieces and saying, I put this in the glory hole. And the hospital goes, well, you know, we've all been there. They're lying to you. They have not all been there. They're just saying that so you feel a little better and you don't feel like such a dumbass. But they've seen it all before. God, how. And you're going to end up on their WhatsApp little group going, ha, 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 look what this person did. And you can't really, they're not sharing your personal information, so you can't really bother them.
Big round of applause for Kate. No, it's good. It's fine. Unlike these devices, you don't need to touch that one to make it work. So, thank you very much. You've got a round of applause. You head back to your seats. There we go. So, what's really funny is that, yes, some of these slides were edited after earlier talks. So I didn't know about Radithor until the talk on cursed objects. And I'd forgotten that glory holes were a real thing until the talk on uranium glass, which was very interesting. And I was sat at the back going, that's hilarious. Also, fun fact, my AliExpress search history is ruined thanks to some of these slides. And funny that somebody mentioned waterproof sheets there, because one of the reviews that I didn't use was somebody who had bought some in order to make washing their Great Dane easier. Which, I clicked through to that site, and I'll be honest, I don't know what was worse. That review sticking out like a sore thumb, or the fact it was the top review on a site for that kind of content. And I really hope that whatever AI has indexed that has people going, I just need to wash my dog. What's the easiest way to do this without getting water everywhere? That's a link that you do not expect your elderly parents to be clicking when they're trying to make your family dog much cleaner. So, we have 3 packs left, and we also have about the right amount of time left. My word, something on time that I've run ever. So, I'm actually going to pick on somebody who didn't put their hand up. You. Come hither. Come hither. Give a big round of applause. This is a first EMF person. I'm repaying some genuine kindness in taking some very pretty, really good pictures of me last night by putting you on stage in front of about 100 people to talk about weird shit. I also just clocked, if you'd care to introduce yourself.
We do not talk about pictures we take late at night. Especially not in costume.
I didn't mean those costume pictures.
Motion pictures too, I mean, you just...
Not the ones we took behind the Furry High Commission. Those were for a very different thing and are also about £5
Trust me, you don't want to go behind the Furry High Commission.
Although on that note, I accidentally was stood in front of the furry fursuit parade earlier, and there's nothing more slightly unsettling. The costumes are fantastic than just minding your own business and looking up, and a literal horde of fursuiters walking straight towards you, while one of them pointed at me, clearly saying, could you move out of the way? It was like the weirdest LSD trip of warriors that you've ever seen in your life. So, if you care to introduce yourself, please.
Oh, yeah.
Your name?
Yeah, I'm Alex.
Alex. So, Alex, you have one of three options. Yeah. One of three options. Which one would you care for?
I mean,
the medieval
lesbians look pretty good.
If you need to stare that closely, we do have bigger screen and bigger screen. Often millennials.
Yeah, they still look good. We'll take them.
Screen for reading things and screen for doing transactions on. I like how that laugh was everybody who had to book travel and transport for this saying, I don't do that on my mobile. I turn on my computer to do the big transactions. Yeah. I sent the money for my mortgage from my phone and I have never, like my watch thought I was doing a cardio workout. I have never been so like, boom, 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 this should be on a computer in my life. But yes, which one would you be after?
Them.
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 Let's add you down here. And we will go to the marginalia.
Because I definitely know what that is.
So, are you ready to speak of weird medieval guys?
Absolutely not.
And for reference, that weird guys is non-binary. Anyone could be a weird little guy. Be the weird little guy in your life. Audience, are you ready for some weird little guys? Then I would say that your 5 minutes of history starts now.
A warrior versus a snail. I mean, you know. Oh. Saucy. That's quite a big snail. I mean, look at the proportions of that. Like, that's a snail this big. Can you imagine that coming towards you? Just be running away from it so slowly. I mean, it's, you know. What is going on in here? Is that like half an orange or what? What is she? I have no idea what is going on. You what? What was that? Someone said pizza. Tomato slice. We're fighting the snails with tomato now. It's got salt in it. Right, well, okay, good. Glad to know we know what we're doing with snails. We've got some keen gardeners in the audience, clearly. I mean, yeah, I guess that snail is coming after your flowers. This, by the way, is a picture of your mum. Circa... Oh, no, I was going to say 65, 63, but that's in the future. So this is a prediction. BC... Oh, BC, of course. Yes. Before Shrek. Yes. Before a lot of things to do with Shrek, I'm reliably informed. They do look somewhat like that. This, by the way, is also not the way to deal with garden pests. If you do find orange people in capes in your garden trying to get at your flowers, I would suggest not that. I also hear again, your mum might have some tips for that one. What is that coming out of? If you look at this sort of, oh, it's gone. What is the point? I've got Gordo back over here. Is this a picture from earlier or? No. Okay. That.
No.
So, have we ever been harvesting the dick tree before? Anyone? Anyone? No? Okay. It was funny. Someone said earlier that we were out of water. Well, I'm pretty sure EMF is the wettest place I've ever been. So. Okay, yeah, this is definitely a picture from earlier. I'm sure I've seen this somewhere over there. Where do you even get these? Where do they come from? What museum has these in?
Just for clarity, that's not from medieval times.
Is that you, number 7? Definitely taking Arnie, anyway. I mean, how old are they? I don't know whether I can make jokes about them or not. Are they 80 or are they 3? That's really hard to tell. I mean, look at the hair. Look at the hair on that right one. It looks like... Anyway, riding the snails, again, not something you should do for your garden. What am I doing? Come to EMF, they said. It'll be fun, they said. You'll be reading random PowerPoints off a screen, they said. No, they didn't fucking say that. If they fucking said that, I wouldn't fucking be here, would I? That is what you sound like, Hendrik. I'm sure. Does this have? I swear this must have a name in like Swedish or something for a funny insult. Is that a trumpet? Is that a trumpet coming out of a testicle? Or? I mean, I feel like there's something. You know, is that the tongue is disturbing me? Really, I'm just wondering. What is that up to? Is he looking up for something? Yeah. Yeah. I just, I'm genuinely, I'm stood up here, I'm seeing all these pages, obviously from some old book, and I'm going, what the fuck were they doing? Is it no, there's a religious joke I'm not sure I need to make. well, that's the end. Thank God for that. You utter wanker.
A wanker is appropriate. I'll take that. And thank you for being such a good sport. Can we get another round of applause, please? Because you were absolutely put on the spot. Put on the spot for a very good cause. And much like the British Museum, I stole all of these from on the internet. I do believe the last slide is currently being displayed at the Scottish Consulate, though, and they will be playing it in the morning to scare everybody off the site. So, we have two packs left, and I need two willing people. Right, I saw the hand go right up, and I believe we met previously as you were heralding one of the stages. So, come on stage, my friend. Can we get a round of applause? Now, if it's for a change, don't touch anything. Good Harold.
Okay.
Stop. Don't. No. Right. For a change, introduce yourself and not the presenter.
Hello, everybody. My name is Lewis.
Chris.
Lewis.
Chris. Sorry, what?
Lewis.
Lewis. Where did I get Chris from?
Well, Chris! Chris it up!
So your name is now Chris. Oh, no, I'm stealing somebody else's act. Lewis, which of these two... Sorry, Chris.
It's Chris, Froggy.
Now it's Chris. Right, so, Chris, which of these two packs would you be interested in? Do you want drawn or drawn?
Oh, I want panty and stocking, baby.
Oh, yeah, here we go. This is somebody with some culture.
Golden Age of Anime, I will fight you.
Can we call the default? Ooh, that's a good point. Does anyone have a deck phone? Have you ever had your name changed legally on stage before?
I'm about to find out.
Yeah, would you like to? No. I hate the fact that you don't... I've never seen somebody pull a phone out of their pocket so fast in my fucking life. Also, as a side note, because I didn't see it, because I didn't see this earlier, the captions are running. And for those in the audience who may need captions, I hope they're helpful. But I really hope that somebody hasn't got the wrong captions up for any of the talks or any performances at the minute, because they may be wondering what the... fuck is going on the palindrome stage? Just that they're like, yeah.
It automatically opens to one that you last looked at.
It automatically opens to where you were last?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can see why they put me on stage last on Sunday. That would have ended up badly. So, Chris. It is a rock party, as we will all be going to Null Sector, or the Arms, or frankly, any one of the villages that will be blasting out D&B until the early hours of the evening. Are you ready to rock?
I'm ready to rock, baby.
Audience, are you ready to rock? I love to hear it. That sounds like 5 minutes to me.
Hello, EMF. I am your new HR representative. I'm afraid I have to talk about these rock parties we've been seeing at Company Corp. We've been sharing these rocks between us, enjoying the fruits of their earthy labor. No more. Your rock is an individual. Dwayne Johnson, doubly so. I'm here to say on behalf of Company Corp, I'm sorry, Dwayne. We've been pimping you out like the hot, hot individual you are. I want to say you are seen for more than just your bod. Your sexy, sexy brain. You're an asset to this company, and not just an ass. You're a deadly weapon, baby. And God wouldn't I like to be between a rock and a hard place right now. That's right. Your HR's getting a new makeover. No longer is it just for straight white men. We're having gay white men as well. Which is putting me really in a rock and a hard place for the rest of this presentation. But why must we use our rocks for fighting? Well, the other companies, of course, they've been stealing our market share, advertising our agentic AI software as a service software, and they've been stealing all of our customers. And Dwayne Johnson has never looked more nonplussed about it. And where would HR be without a little BDSM thrown in as well? We'll be going through all the letters. Who here likes simple obedience? I bet you're gonna know what's coming up next. This presentation is making a mockery of me. But why would I say that when it's clearly Dwayne fucking Johnson? I didn't even need to say the second half of that joke because you've already came from the wonderful visage of The Rock. Thank you so much. Now, we do have to talk about some disciplinary procedures here at Company Corp. I've seen you. You're supposed to be filling out your spreadsheets. But no, you're browsing Mastodon in your business time. I must command you, gently but firmly, all shit posting on company time must have the karma come back to the company account. That's right. Dwayne's been on his best behavior. He's been making shit posts. He made a haiku about how shit the showers have been, and goddammit, their market share has never been higher. Why can't you all be like Dwayne The Rock Johnson? If I could, I would have a whole company just made with Dwayne. God, look at him. I'm about to make a HR issue just looking at him, and he goes. You must praise your rock and give it a pat of approval. Thank you so much for all of your hard work. Where would we be without rocks? I don't know, and I don't have the time or improbability to figure it out on stage. But what I do know is that without these rock parties that we've been seeing, we can come together repeatedly. Woo. And then jizz. And then, if you've been very, very good guys, gals, and non-binary pals, maybe I'll give you a pat of approval afterwards. Thank you.
There we go. A round of applause. Looking at my notes, I think my favorite thing there is that the subtitles went through guys, gals, and non-binary apparels, and then perils, and I think that one's better. So, continuing on, can we get a round of applause as he exits the stage, please? We carry on, my guys, gals, and non-binary perils, into the final deck of the night. So, who's it going to be? Right, there's like six people pointing at that one person at the back. So I'm going to go for you, person who has not only a light stick, but bright hair and a fan group, so I'm assuming Twitch streamer. Come on up. Can we get a round of applause, please? Are you holding a whole-ass bottle of wine?
No, that's my pen.
Oh, well, it's empty. You may want to get that seen by a vet. So, if you wish to come on over and introduce yourself, please.
Yeah. Hi. So, I'm Polish, and this is my comforting pet. And also...
Oh, that was fun. I'm just going to go stand over here for the next 6 minutes.
He said that I can only punch up so I can make jokes about every single European country except Romanians.
I can already tell this is going to be absolutely fantastic. So, your name, please.
My name?
Yes. It's what people
which
call
one
you.
Of three ones?
You can pick whichever name you desire.
I mean, do people call me degenerate?
Could be. I am not stealing the Australian's joke of calling everyone the same name. For a start, he could probably fight me and win.
The official name would be Emily, but my fiancé, she proposed on Thursday, tried to be telling more people than that.
Well, congratulations. So,
she calls me intersexy.
I'm going to go for something that I can read out quite easily. So,
that would be Emily.
Emily it is. So, Emily, are you ready for... drawing anime? And I'm not saying the hair gives the answer away to this, but are you ready for drawing anime?
Me drawing? Fuck
Well, I mean, you're about to talk about drawing anime. Are you ready to talk about that? Yep. Cool. Audience, are you ready to learn how to draw anime from somebody with anime hair? The final pack of the night before we get into the voting, and the winner of the certainly not real, for just before somebody puts me on Wikipedia as well, Demon Core prize. You have 5 minutes, beginning about 3 seconds ago when I pressed the button.
Whoa. That's how my mother imagined I would look like. But like what came out of her was quite surprising. And they had to correct it a few times, but that's another story. That's quite accurate representation of what I was later 10 years. They had to correct it like 4 times. I don't remember the first 3 ones, but like whatever. There is one problem though. Like I always wanted to look like that when I was pretending that I was a guy.
You flail like I do, Mike.
Yeah.
Champion.
But then my teeth were never that good because I'm Polish and we don't have dental care. Happens. We have cheap alcohol though. Like you can buy beer for like 20p in Poland. So I invite you everyone to visit. You can raise our GDP by bringing like 50 pounds note. That's quite accurate to how I wanted to look like when I was 10. And that's when I started to draw. But apparently like Polish people hate that when you are, you know, like born in 90s. So I had to pretend that was actually me. I don't know where you got that photo, but like hats off to you. Like that's a good research. So for the next 10 years I spent my life looking like that. And I was quite miserable. This is not a drawing, this is painting. So
I'm bad at
I don't know.
It can still be drawn.
Like it was supposed to be a drawing, but you took an actual real photo, and I will have a discussion about that. My wife, actually future wife, she has money. I don't, I'm Polish. So in order to correct that, that's what I did. This is a pill of Androcure. This is 100 milligrams. For everyone that knows, they know. You take that with caffeine, you take that with beer, and then you wait 2 years and you turn into that. If you are lucky, I wasn't. I have to up my dose. I have to start taking injections because this shit ain't working for me. I'm too much in the middle. But yeah, at least I got the third one from on the bottom. I'm drinking, and I have proof of that, and that I will live here before I will crash it. Next year, this might be my hair length that I'm planning. But yeah, I will never draw it because you know, in Poland they told me that drawing is for gay people and that's bad. So yeah. Then you think about HRT, the NHS bullshit, and that costs pounds. you know, like Polish zloty to £1. That's like 5 to 1. And then you wonder, like, how could you be? Like, and the only thing that you see is, like, you know, like that would be a trans man, but, like, you know, you could be buffed like hell, or you could be a femboy, and that's even better. That was an actual phase of mine. That was an also actual phase of mine. Not many people know that, but yeah. For the demon core, I will say that. That's true. If you would Google my old nickname, you would also find my photos on a furry meetup. So, how the fuck did you get my Google search? Like, how did you do that, dude? I mean, everyone has their own expectations. The fact that they are unrealistic is like whatever the fuck. Like, we can't control everything. I can't control my genes. I'm fucked up and I'm bound to be like that. So yeah, there is an acceptance. I'm not willing to take it though. I can still dream. They can't stop me. Like, NHS won't stop me. The police won't stop me. The border control won't stop me. And if they will, I will come back. So yeah, the pictures around that you see, those were my transition goals, but that didn't happen.
Woo! Thank you very much for being our final speaker. Thank you. So if you wish to take a seat, and please remember to take your emotional support wine bottle. Yes, correct. So also on a side note, come on, round of applause. One of my colleagues from work is from Poland originally, and the worst thing about that is the fact that I now have a whole new range of really nice sweets that are like crack, that I can't not eat now whenever I see them in the office, so the likelihood of me fitting into that suit at the wedding is slipping day by day. So, ladies and gentlemen, non-binary pals, definitely not boys and girls, because if you're still in the audience at this point in the night, I have questions for your parents. And obviously, my thermistors, resistors, and transistors, it is time for the voting. Oh, well, that's not the voting. That's actually just the end of the pack. So we're going to need to fix this in post. Hang on, we're not done yet. We need to give people a prize, otherwise it doesn't count. Yes. Let's not delete all the names. Sod it. We'll do it old school. Let's just go back. Look at me making really fancy animated decks and then forgetting to put the right link to the right spot. So, there was a whole bunch of jokes here, by the way, that we're just not going to cover, such as, you know. Although, to be fair, let's be honest, it's on Netflix now, so it's going to fucking end when they cancel it. And, of course, Vengeant was here, I can't not refer to, we will not accept drum and bass, we need jungle, I'm afraid. So there we go. We'll riff through those very quickly. We will skip the QR code to the questionably designed poll that may or may not work, and just kick it old school. So, I am so glad that all those names stayed there, otherwise this was going to end on a really weird note. So, everyone in the crowd, we have 8 names. That is more than we've ever done at one of these events before, because they gave me more time than we'd ever had before. And obviously, having ADHD, I finished it with even less time than I've ever finished it before in my life. So, we're doing it old school. I'm going to want you to stomp, cheer, yell, do whatever was happening when we had Simple Obedience come that was somewhere over here. And yes, you know who you are. I heard that noise. First up, with our trash pandas, we have Aiden. Can I hear, yes? Oh, yep. With our rock party, we have Chris. Chris is definitely up there. With drawing anime, we have Emily, our final presenter. Chris is keeping a strong lead here. Who's that Pokemon? It's Andy. With a lovely family scene, we have Kate presenting on science. I think this is the Andy and Chris game at the minute. The health and safety executive of the UK, who some of my family did used to work for, so if they ever see this, I'm probably going to get shouted at. It was a long time ago, and just for reference, taking somebody who actually helped write these reports to the place where those reports happened, very entertaining as a kid. Looking back, not so much as an adult. Can I hear it for James presenting on health and safety? Oh, I think this is the James, Chris and Andy show at the minute. Alex, marginalia, on the spot. Good, good. My favourite part of that was the sheer bemusement and the fact of, just for reference, this, it's just like looking here. You know these screens are the same size, right? That's how distance works. This one's small, that one's far away. And then last but not least, and the fact that people are about to clap for this, just chef's kiss, can we hear it for Cordelia with Surviving Conventions? Oh. Right, I think that's between Andy and Chris, so we're going to have a bit of a runoff here. So, can I hear it for who's that Pokemon on Andy? Congratulations, Shinji, with Cordelia. I think that's the answer there. Cordelia, could you please come back up to the stage to receive your definitely not irradiated demon core, please? Assuming you are still in the building. There, what? How did you move so fast? That's the sheer confidence of like, I fucking got this, let's go. So, can we get a round of applause? And whoever's got pictures, please go for pictures. In fact, let's just charge this up a little bit. And fun fact, if anyone doesn't know about the original Demon Core, definitely didn't do that. So, Cordelia, thank you for being such an incredible sport. And I hope you had a fantastic EMF. And yes, big round of applause for Cordelia and everyone, please. So, thank you very much. If you wish to enjoy the Demon Core, screwdriver. Oh, yeah, that's a good point, actually. Everyone's dead. Let's just jam that back in there. There we go. Safe. We're safe. We're safe. Everyone, we're safe.
Thank you all.
So, now I can press the magical credits button that should have done what it did earlier. There we go. So, everyone, it has been... Oh my God, almost dead on time. That does not happen when I run anything, which is why I don't run events anymore. So, I was Froggy Mix on Insta, Blue Sky, Twitter, the only acceptable dead name. You were an absolutely amazing crowd. Can I get a huge round of applause for all of our speakers who just had to make very adult jokes for things they've never seen before in their lives? I want to hear it. Let's raise this roof. Thank you so much, EMF, for letting me do this again. I apologize to the team in the video room who are going to have to break out the censorship for at least 3 slides on there. If this turns up on YouTube, I will be surprised. But the slides will turn up somewhere at some point. You saw those animations. I might get my Google account shut down, but it'll be worth it. Thank you so much, EMF, and enjoy the rest of your night. I have been Froggy.